Welcome back to the Flat Racing Guru. It is now Thursday night, the 8th of February, and I'm going to have a look at the horse racing at Jebel Ali on Saturday, the 10th of February. If you're wondering, I put a podcast out on Wednesday night for Maidan today. That's in about 4 or 5 hours' time. So do go to Flat Racing Guru UK on all podcasts and check out today's Maidan horse racing tips. This is a separate podcast for horse racing tips on Saturday. There is a couple of decent races. There's a Group 3 and a listed race. As usual, I'm just going to give you a quick rundown of my selections without going through that detail of analysis like I do at Maidan. Even though this Friday's Maidan was an average card again, I did go through each horse analysis and hope we get some luck today as well on that one. Right, we'll start off the Arab race at, if you're in the UK, Greenwich Mean Time, it'll be 10 a.m., the first race. The Arab race, if you're looking on the Racing Post, the first race is the 10:30, but actually on the Emirates.com website, EmiratesRacing.com, you'll see that they always start with a purebred Arabian race. And I went for number 14 to win that race, and my exotics are 14, 8, 16. And 10 for your exotics. In the 10:30 race, the Sapphire Investment Stakes Maiden. It's quite a difficult race, this. I did do some analysis on it, but I'm just going to give you what I found, which horses what I found. I thought number 8, Theban, could be the winner there, and I went for 8, 3, and 5. That's the Ban, Erupting, and Harb Al Watan. So that's the Ban in the race. That'll be the first thoroughbred race at 10:30 a.m. That'll be what, 2:30 in the UAE, 2:30 p.m. in the UAE. So I went for race 2. That's race 1 if you're looking in the Racing Post, for 8, 3, and 5. Now race 3, which will be race 2 in Racing Post, I went for number 8, 4, 7, and 6. If you want to include another one, I did put one right on the bottom there in 5th place, but my main top 2 were 8 and 4, then I went for 7 and 6 on the bottom. In the 5 furlong listed race, I went for number 5, Bill Hale. I've got him on 122. I don't think anything can connect. There is some really good horses in this race, and they go well at this track. So I went for 5. That's Bill Hale. I don't know what price he is, because the prices don't come up until late Saturday morning. And this is Thursday night, so there is no prices, but I would suspect Bill Hale, it would be the favourite. I mean, you could even give a case for Carl Bogg, the other Cohen runner, but I went for 5 and 9. Which one's 9? I went for 9, Leading Spirit. I've got him on 114 on this track of his current weight. I have got number 1 on 120 at Jebel Ali. I'm just going to take a look at that number 1, because I might have missed something here. Oh yes, I've got question marks on number 1. He did Bismala Alec. No, this is the 11:30. Hold on, give me a second. Just give me a second here. Yeah, Colour Up. Is it Colour Up? Yeah, Colour Up. I've got him on 120, but I've got question marks on it, because all of that form is done at Maidan. Now, if he can transfer that form over, colour up, that's number one. If he can transfer that form to Jebel Ali, I think this horse has run at Jebel Ali to be, oh, give me a second, I do apologise, hold on. I'm just going to, yeah, he's run at Jebel Ali and won here. So that was an error I done because I was so tired. So I'll give that number one colour up a chance as well. He could possibly be second favourite. So I'll go for 5, 1, and 9, and 12. Yeah. I knew I had done that for a reason. I think that colour up, it definitely could transfer that form. So colour up is definitely a danger because you can do a 120 and there's nothing else in the race apart from Bill Hale. I mean, Bill Hale, you won't get 120. I've got him on 122, but I've upgraded the last race for Bill Hale. I've upgraded it because that form needs upgrading. And in a couple of races' time, you'll find that Bill Hale his form has increased by 10 pounds. If you're using poundage for lengths, obviously, from a 5 furlong to a mile, even on dirt, we're still using poundage. In the old system, equals 3 furlongs. So if you 3 pounds is 1 furlong, what 5 seconds is what? 5 seconds is what? No, 1 second is what? It's around 5 lengths, I would say, if you're timing it. 1 second is like 5 lengths if you're doing it on time form and stuff like that. So, basically, I just use my handicapping, what I do on the all-weather or the turf, and it transfers here to exactly the same. So I've got that, as I say, colour up on 120, but I looked at all his past forms at Maidan, but he has won at Jebel Ali in the past. I knew he had run there, but it hasn't got it down on the form. It's like, I think it's last year he won on at Jebel Ali, but he will go at this track well. So it's, you know, not all horses run well at Jebel Ali will run well at Maidan and vice versa. So you've got to watch for that. So you can't just take the ratings. They actually got, it's like actually horses for courses when you're doing Maidan and Jebel Ali. So we'll do number 5, Bill Al. I think Bill Hale will win. I mean, it's a real tough. These races, when you get these classier types, it's a real tough and hard racing they have, right? And it takes a lot out of them, so they have to be ready, sort of coming into their peak cycle. If they've won a race and they're into their peak cycle and they can keep it going and they've had a hard race, maybe they can do it again. But once they hit that peak cycle and start going back down again, you're looking for horses that's just reaching their peak cycle. You can see them; they're not given hard races, but they're running really, really strong. But they're not given hard races. You can see they're being prepped, and they're getting harder, and their skin's tightening, and the muscles are expanding, and their lungs are getting more air into them, sort of thing. So that's what you've got to look out for on the dirt. So I've went for 5, 9, 12 and 14. And also, you need a good start. Getting away well on the dirt is very important. Right, we'll hit the 12 o'clock and I went for 11 swing vote. I've got him on 121. I went for 11 swing vote, 11, 2, 1, 3 and 9. I think swing vote is going to win for us. That's another decent race there, big prize, pot money. 12:30, I went for 9. I've already tipped this horse the last time, and I hope he can do it again. I think he's still in sort of his peak cycle. That's number 9, El Introvertigo. And I do think this number 10, Imprison. I mean, you wouldn't look at his form, but I think he's being his last few races, he's being prepped. And I've already tipped him once this season and it fell away. But this number 10 in prison, I think he'd be quite a decent price. Let's just wait and see. I would definitely recommend in prison in each way. But I've got him on 84, but I think there's nothing. I mean, that Gareth is 82. It's probably Gareth's an each way play. If El Intervigo doesn't run his race, then it's between this Imprison and Gareth. And you wouldn't think Imprison has got a chance, but I've got him on at 84. At his, if he is being prepped and he's conditioned for today, I've got him running to 84 at his peak. And apart from El Intervertigo, that would win the race, you know? So if you think El Intervertigo is not going to run his race, then Imprison can take it. That's what, the way I was thinking. So 9, 10, and 7, I've gotten the 12:30. The last race, right, this horse, I've been tipping it a couple of times this season for Jebel Ali, and I think he's been prepping. This is another one, that horse that's been prepping for today. Number 8, Ghost of Mambo, and it's a very, very difficult race. So just because I say it and I feel confident about it, don't start throwing loads of money on it, because this is a very, very difficult race, and I'm not sure that is going to be 100%. I mean, if I wasn't going to say it, you know, sometimes if I had it printed it on the screen and thousands of people see it, they don't even try, because I've already explained how I've actually tested that out. I've told a person that collects the information. He collects it. What do they call them again? They check the, you know, they check your bets. It's a special person anyway. So I send the tips to them, and they verify them, and they come back to the ones that I put on screen. That's why I like the podcast, because they're not printed out. And if you want to get the tips, you've got to listen in, you know. And a lot of people are lazy; they just won't do it. So it's more money for the people that do listen. But as I say, we've tested it a few times, and when I put the tips out to the public, right, it's like a 40% strike rate. And when I don't put the tips out but send them to a verifier, it's like 80 and 90% strike rate. And it happens every single time. So that's why I just stopped. Because when we first were on Facebook and all that, all the horses were winning. We were getting 5 and 6 timers every day. We just stopped doing it because after a while, they were all just getting strange rides. So that's when you know that something up. And then when I started to buy horses and was an owner, I actually knew that what they were doing. The trainer even pulled one over us, and he souped one of our horses up, right, to win a race at Wetherby. And he didn't tell us, the owners. And him and his little pal, who's a very, very big celebrity, had thousands and thousands on that horse and made a fortune, and we never made anything because he told us that it wasn't going to win. Right? And then when we told the jockey, we give the jockey instructions for one horse, a couple of horses we had training with that Baldwin, and the jockeys paid no attention to what we said. And we had that full ownership of that horse, you know, and we were paying all the fees, and they didn't do what, because we, our racing manager, you know, he thought this would be good for the horse, because we went to the sales and actually bought the horse. And our racing manager, you know, we all discussed it. This is how, you know, after 3 or 4 runs, we sort of knew what the horse needed. And we instructed the jockey, and he never paid any attention. And we approached him and said, why didn't you do that? He says, oh, I couldn't get a position, which is fair enough. But then he done it exactly again the next day when the trainer said he had the horse ready 100%, there's nothing, it'll probably win. And it comes second, and he gave it, he went to the front instead of holding it up in a second place. We asked him, he went straight to the front and he ran the finish out of the horse. That's when we knew there was something up with these jockeys. They were controlled, because we were all on it big, you know. And this is what makes me, how these groups like the Horse Watchers are always getting money on and they're winning. They must be with decent trainers that are not pulling over them, you know, like trainers that are not bought by the system. So if you can get trainers like that, that's fair enough. But obviously we had a trainer or a jockey that was held by the system and controlled by the system. which we knew that was going on. So, and that's an owner. And we got done and over. So anyway, back to the 2 o'clock, I'm rabbiting on again. I've went for Ghost of Mambo to win. Right, I'm expecting it to be 10 to 1, so it's not 10 to 1. So some bookies been listening to this, right? Because it's on form, it should be more than that. So I'm expecting him to be at his peak today. And number 9 for second, I've got him on 100, and he's 25 to 1. Number 9, I've got 8, 9, 1, and 4. 8, 9, 1, and 4. Or 8, 9, 4, and 1. And that's me finished for this Jebel Ali. And I'll see you next week. I think it's Super Saturday. Is it Super Saturday? Either this week or next week. I know it might be the first week in March. So that's what, how far? Oh, hold on, we got 9. Yeah, it's about 2 or 3 weeks. Probably 3 weeks for Super Saturday. So we're reaching the end of the UAE season very soon. So that'll be it. I've done the full season again. How many years? 20 odd years I've been doing this, Maidan. But first we were doing it on the my website. I just took the website down and made it a podcast because it's better sort of if not a lot of people listen and we get a little click, you know, a little group together. And I don't want mass people betting my horses because they just stop winning, in my opinion. And I've already explained, if you're going to turn professional, just keep everything quiet and don't sort of tell anyone what you're doing in betting world. And that's me, the Flat Racing Guru, out, and I'll see you next week.